Okay, today Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the third parak of Maseches Arachin, and we are up to parak Gimel, Mishnah Hei. B'motzi Shemer L'Hakol Lachmir, we're again continuing to go through set payments, which sometimes are a kula, sometimes are a chumra. Motzi Shemer is likewise sometimes a chumra, sometimes a kula. Ketzad, Echa Shotzi Shemer al Gedola Shabakuna, whether you're Motzi Shemer on your new wife who was from the most chash of a family of Kohanim, Val Ketan Shabisol, or whether she's from the least chash of a family, Nosin Mea Sela, you still pay 100 Sela for being Motzi Shemer. Nimtza, but if you think about the comparison between Motzi Shemra on the one hand versus Onus and Mafata on the other hand, it seems that speaking ill of someone is worse than Onus and Mafata, because you pay 100 Sela for Motzi Shemra and only 50 for Onus and Mafata. Shekin Motzim Shalonechtim Gzardin Ala Vaseinu Bamidbar Ela Ala Shon Hara Shnamer Vinasi Osi Zeh Eser Pam V'lo Shamu B'Koli. This is why the Lashon Hara Sugyas are in Maseches Arachin, because this is where the Mishnah is, that we find that the avos were that our ancestors were punished in the midbar specifically for lashon hara. So that was when it was determined that they were all going to die in the midbar and they weren't going to make it into Eretz Yisrael. Perek Dalet Mishnah Aleph Hesek Yad Banoder. So whenever it comes to paying an erech, if we need to determine the erech, we look at two questions: age and gender. But when it comes to you paying that erech, we also have to look at your own ability to pay. How much money do you have? So if I say I'm going to give the erech of Ploni, some of these things depend on me, and some depend on Ploni, on the guy who I'm making the erech about. So hesig yad banoder. When it comes to the ability to pay and how much I could afford, that's about the noder, the hashanim benider. When it comes to the age, that's dependent on the nidar, not the noder. V'arachim banarach. When we look at the different types of erech values, it's based on the person who is ne'erach, right? V'arach bizman ha'erach. And when we figure out the amount of the erech, we look at the time of the erech, meaning how old was this person when I made the neder, not when I'm paying the neder. Hesig yad banoder. Ketzad, what do we mean when we say that the hesig yad, what you can afford, is determined by the noder? Ani sheherich esa ashir. Let's say you have a poor person who says he's going to give the erech of a very valuable person. Nosin erech ani. He gives the erech of a poor, he only pays what he can afford. If an Ashir says he's going to give the Erech of an Ani, so we assess him based on what he can afford, which is a lot if he's an Ashir. So let's review what we learned today. In Parak Gimel Mishnah Hei, we said that sometimes Motzi Shemra, paying exactly 100, is a Kula, and sometimes it's a Chumra, depending on the Chashivus of the woman that you're Motzi Shemra against. And we said that it's notable that the penalty for Motzi Shemra is twice the penalty of Onus and Mafata. And you see from there that Lashon Hara is like the worst thing you could do, and that's why our ancestors died in the Midbar. And then Perek Dalet Mishnah Aleph, we said that when it comes to assessing what you can afford, how much you can have to pay based on the wealth of the person, that's dependent on the person taking the neder. When it comes to assessing the erech, that's based on the person the neder was taken about. And it all goes based on the time of the neder itself, not based on the time that it's being paid. So we said that if an ani promises to pay the erech of an ashir, so we assess him based on what he can afford, what the ani could afford. If an ashir promises to give the erech of an ani, we assess it based on what the ashir can afford. But next time we'll pick up with Perek Dalet Mishnah Beis.